ABC Listen.
Hello, it's Ruby here, and you're listening to News Time.
Hello, Ruby.
Hi there, Ruby.
Happy New Year! I want to start 2026 by looking back at some of my favourite stories from the past 12 months. It was really hard choosing just five, but I think you are in for a real treat. Let's get underway.
Let's go, banana.
Story number five.
In March last year, I was personally fascinated by a very precious rock. Do you know what a fossil is?
A fossil is like the remains of an animal?
Yep, that's one type of fossil. Or it can be a plant or footprints. Usually they're found in rocks. 20 years ago, a geologist, that's a scientist who studies rocks and minerals and fossils, donated a big rock to the Biloela State High School in Queensland. This rock was covered in little footprints. To me, they sort of look like they came from chickens. What do you think these footprints look like?
It makes me think of, like, a stampede of dinosaurs.
I think that over time, lots of dinosaurs could have stepped on it.
Those little ones are, like, really fast. They could have been, like, running from a predator and they ran over the stone.
You're right. These footprints came from a dinosaur called Anemopus scambus. Anemopus scambus was a small two-legged plant eater, and it roamed around Australia about 200 million years ago.
Whoa!
In this one rock alone, there are 66 footprints. Experts say that makes it one of the rarest fossil specimens in the entire world. This rock was found at a coal mine, and now that we know how special it is, there are plans to put it on display for the whole community to see.
They could go to the most recent place where they found the dinosaur fossils and try and search for more to see if they can find some new other dinosaurs.
Good idea. The geologist who found this specimen is hoping it'll inspire mining companies to look out for future fossils so they can be protected too.
Story number four!
I loved this story from back in May, where hundreds of people gave a helping hand. Let's talk books. What kind of books do you like to read?
Harry Potter, Kate DiCamillo books, Because of Winn-Dixie, The Tale of Despero.
There is so much to love about reading. Books take us on amazing adventures. They're filled with glorious illustrations and the pages feel good between our fingers.
You can learn new things in books.
Not very long ago, over in America, a well-loved bookstore had to move to a new location. It was just a few streets away, but it meant they had to work out how to transport more than 9,000 books to their new shop.
Maybe they used a van or a truck and got the boxes in them.
Maybe they packed boxes and or bags and because it's maybe only a few blocks away they walked there.
Well, those are all excellent ideas, but this bookstore owner didn't do any of those things. Instead, they asked for a helping hand. Well, actually, 600 helping hands. This bookstore is so well loved that 300 people showed up to help, everyone from young to old. They got information, standing in a long line that stretched from the old bookstore all the way around to the new one, and they passed every book along the chain until all 9,000 books were safely in their new home.
That's actually a very smart idea, but it would take a long time.
Well, believe it or not, it took less than 2 hours to move all of the books, and everyone who showed up was more than happy to help. Nice teamwork, everyone.
Story number three.
I love a nice long hike, but this story from May took a long distance walk to the next level. Okay, imagine you're about to head out on a hike, an 85-kilometre hike. What would you wear?
I would wear something that's comfortable and something that it's like easy to walk in.
Recently, a man from England whose name is Matt wore something a bit unusual for his hike. He got dressed up as a bird.
This is just funny because he looks like a pigeon, like a very casual bird. Oh, I'm just a bird flapping around.
Why would you walk 85 kilometres wearing a bird suit of some kind?
Good question. Matt really loves a type of bird named the Eurasian curlew. He wants people to know that this bird's in a bit of trouble. In fact, it's been listed with high priority for conservation because of its habitat loss. So Matt dressed up as his favourite bird.
I think it's a really sweet idea, but also people might be questioning what you're doing.
Matt made his costume himself out of polystyrene and bamboo. It's pretty impressive to look at, but as Matt discovered, it's not very easy to walk in. The costume's long, narrow beak meant Matt couldn't see much, and he needed people to guide him at certain parts of his walk. But after 85 long kilometres, he made it to the finish line and managed to raise some money along the way to support the curlews.
Cool.
The curlew costume made it home in one piece. He's planning to wear it to local school assemblies to inspire future generations of curlew lovers.
Story number two, that's number two.
This next story was very inspiring, meeting a teenage turtle protector. In the state of Queensland, on the banks of Bundaberg's Burnett River, a teenager named Leilani is working hard to protect an endangered creature.
It's a toad with its eyes on the side of the ears.
It kind of looks like a vampire tortoise because it looks like there's little fangs sticking out of the bottom of its chin.
This is one special reptile. It's known as the white-throated snapping turtle, or milby in Tarrabalang Bunda language.
Indigenous languages of Queensland.
Correct. These turtles are very important. They're only known to live in three Queensland rivers, and being endangered, they need all the help they can get. So, Leilani is part of something called the Wild Project, where she and other teenagers learn from Indigenous mentors about how caring for the milby is part of caring for country.
For the next generation to learn responsibility?
Yep. What do you think Leilani and her team are doing to look after these turtles?
By giving them shelter and putting them in zoos.
This team is searching in riverbank sand for turtle eggs and moving any they find to a safe spot away from predators like goannas.
Maybe some predators are trying to eat it and it might look like food to predators.
Yes, and by putting the eggs somewhere safe, it means there's a better chance that locals will get to see new generations of freshwater turtles. Leilani says she loves being outside and it's always an incredible experience finding a clutch. That's the word for a group of turtle eggs. Nice work, Leilani.
Wow. Story number 111.
And finally, my friends, I cannot stop thinking about this tourist who made some noise back in September. In the coastal Victorian town of Portland, there's a visitor who's been making quite a splash. He's been sunning himself on local beaches, wading through the town's canals, and dining on the best local catch.
That's a weird hippo.
It looks like the mix between a seal and a hippo, and an elephant too.
Wait, that's an elephant seal.
What's an elephant seal?
A seal that has a really long nose.
Yep, it's hard to miss Sammy the elephant seal. That's what visitors call him anyway. He weighs 4 tons. That's about as heavy as 2 cars. And he's been stopping by Portland for about 3 years now.
Maybe the people ask him to do some tricks and if he does it well, they give him like some salmon.
Sammy's pretty good at grabbing his own food. Not too long ago, locals spotted him catching and eating a shark.
That looks like a very, very tiny. Is it a baby one?
Yes, Sammy ate baby shark.
Sammy did what?
I mean, a baby shark.
Maybe he needs some time to think about what he did.
How can he eat that?
Sammy moves fast, which is why wildlife officers have been keeping a close eye on him and telling people to steer clear. If, for some reason, you stumble across an elephant seal in your neighbourhood, it's best to keep at least 10 metres away and double that distance if you're walking a dog. For Sammy, well, it's hard to say how long he'll hang around, but with plenty of tasty seafood to munch on and beaches to snooze on, I think we can say Sammy's given Portland his seal of approval. And that's it, my friends. My favourite five stories of 2025. If you had to pick a top five, which stories would you choose? Keep listening through January. Next week, you'll hear some awesome stories from the animal kingdom. See you later. News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Listen app. It's free from your app store.